Mike Simic, the superintendent of schools in Berkeley, Michigan, has something in common with Governor Snyder, or at least with the way the governor ran his businesses. He believes in proven results. I run an organization that's the largest employer in our city, where I would hear from our client base immediately if we began to fail, he told me last night at 10 o'clock after each of us had put in more than a full day. I run this thing based on empirical evidence, on data and results, and as a result, we've been successful. That's no idle boast. Berkeley is a small but diverse district with a little fewer than 5,000 students. Roughly speaking, they're two-thirds white, one-quarter black, one-eighth Hispanic, and Asian. He has affluent kids from Huntington Woods, working and middle-class kids from Berkeley, poor kids and Orthodox Jews from a slice of Oak Park. They run lean and mean and get results. Want proof? More than 4 out of every 5 Berkeley students who apply to the University of Michigan get in. Their ACT scores are way over the national average. Simic, who's been in his job for 4 years, says this is no accident. When other school districts outperform Berkeley, they study them and make changes. That's helped lead the Berkeley High being recognized by Newsweek as one of the nation's public elite high schools. Yet Simic is deeply concerned that Governor Snyder's budget is going to destroy all that. He's been in Lansing talking to new legislators and state officials. They tell him the governor's budget is based on a hunch that if business taxes are dramatically lowered, it'll bring new investment and prosperity flowing into the state. Mike Simic thinks it's only reasonable to ask, what data do you have supporting this plan? That's what he would be asked if he wanted to make radical changes in his district. And if the governor's budget is adopted, it will indeed mean radical change and not change for the better. Berkeley will face a deficit of $4.9 million, well over a tenth of its entire budget. This is a district that cut its fat years ago. They privatized food service. There's no bus service except for special education. The district has had vacancies for an art teacher and a social worker for 6 months because Simic has a policy of no placeholders, of not hiring anyone till they find the right person. The governor's budget would mean laying off teachers, increasing class size, and perhaps getting rid of music, art, athletics, and physical education. Whatever they do, we cannot avoid impacting learning and achievement, he told me. Those two things are, of course, what Michigan's kids in our state need if we're to have a future. So Mike Simic is going to do what he can to persuade our lawmakers to think again about cutting the school aid fund. He knows it won't be easy. Most of the legislators are new. Many are still learning how education funding works. But he thinks they should be able to grasp this. You may be able to put off buying a new car, but Michigan only gets one chance at properly educating a child.